قولا كريما. The first is the attitude of your speech. آپ کے زبان کا جو ادب ہے. Even the way you talk to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the details here. Doesn't say Surah Fatiha wajib hai namaz mein. There's no ayat which says that. But in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when it comes to your parents, the first thing, be careful of the way you talk to them. They don't even say the word uff. Our sixth imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says if there was a word in Arabic language lighter than the word uff, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have used it. And what is uff? It's just the expression. Sometimes they become old. They might say things to you. Maybe they will even blame you for something that you didn't do. Maybe other siblings did or whatever. You know, in normal situations. Even then you are not allowed to express that by saying, ah. You know, this expression, ah, is off. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not say that. وَلَا تَنْحَرُهُمَا. Do not chide them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And whenever you talk to them, always be kind to them. Not only the speech, what in English we call body language. That is the second command. وَقْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلَّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower your wings of mercy to them. Do you have a wing? No. What it means? It means your shoulders. Your body language. Even in your body language, you have to express mercy, kindness, and humility towards the parents. And then he goes on to say, and even in your prayers, whether they are alive or dead, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Pray for them in their life as well as after their death. Salawat upon the Ikbarah. So let me move forward and ask this question. All these ayat about being kind to the parents, does it only apply to the parents who are mu'min and Muslim and good? Or does it also apply to those who are not good with you? Or were they not good with you before? Does your attitude depend on their attitude? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask them about their attitude, not you. You will be asked about your own behavior and attitude towards them. And this is where we see that, you know, in Surah Luqman, there is a very interesting passage, ayat number 14, 15. And, you know, Hazrat Luqman was given special ilm al-adunni, that even an ulul azm prophet like Musa had to go to, that was the story of Khizr. But Luqman is somebody who has been mentioned in the Quran as somebody who had been given hikmat, wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that Surah Luqman, there is a passage where Luqman as a father is advising his son. What is interesting is if you look at that passage in Surah Luqman, the very first advice is, Ya Bunayya, La Tushrik Billah, Inna Shirka La Zulmun Azeem. This is Luqman talking to his son. O my son, do not associate anything with Allah, because shirk is a major act of injustice or major sin. Zulm and sin are all the same thing from the Quranic perspective. And then the second advice of him is that, you know, from Tawheed, he moves to Qiyamah. He says, remember, whatever you do in this dunya, even if it is as small as khardal. Khardal, basically this is a mustard seed. So small. He says, even whatever you do in this dunya, even if it's so small as that, even if it's hidden under the rocks or somewhere in the sky, Allah will bring it on the day of Qiyamah to judge you. But the point here is, and I would like to reflect on this, sometimes we just go through the translation, we don't think about it. Luqman, in his advice, first talks about Tawheed. Then he talks about Qiyamah. And then he talks about some of the moral issues later on. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now interjects his own words. As if, you know, to add something which was missing. And what did he add there? Those are not words of Luqman to his son. Tawheed is, you know, advice of Luqman. Qiyamah, remembering Qiyamah, is advice of Luqman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in between inserts his own words where he says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that we have enjoined the human being regarding the parents. Between Tawheed and Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. It is not enough to talk about Tawheed and Qiyamah. You need to talk about how you behave in between that time frame with your parents. And then he singles out the mother. He says, remember the mother. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ, that his mother carried him during the time of the pregnancy with difficulties. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, and then 2 years she spent breastfeeding him. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not Luqman, Allah speaking directly there. He says, أَنَشْكُرُ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكِ. Luqman says, do not associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, when it comes to shukr, when it comes to expressing gratitude to me, I want you to thank me as well as your parents. Salawat upon the Ekbar. It is not shirk in Tawheed or divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the realization that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us, you see these Muslims who have, you know, argue against the Shias on the issue of wasila, they don't realize that the whole universe is based on the system of wasila. Who provided rizq to you when you were in the womb of your mother? Allah is the raziq. But did he come directly? He gave you rizq through the mother. Then you were born. You were still sustained by the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not directly by the wasila of the mother. And then the father comes in later on. So this is how we come to this dunya. I don't understand why these people, you know, have problem with the issue of wasila. Luqman talks about Tawheed and then Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about wasila here. That even the rizq is coming to you through the wasila, in this case, through the wasila of the parents, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is not sufficient to thank me only. Anashkur li wali walidayk, thank me as well as your parents. Salawat upon the Ekbar. Of course, on a universal level, you know, parents are limited as far as their status of wasila is concerned. You know, when it comes to the universal level, of course, the wasila for us are none other than Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, salawatullah alayhi. But the question I had here was, all these ayat about kindness to the parents, is it only for the mu'min and a Muslim and good parents? The ayat goes on. And this is again still Allah talking to us, where he says, and this we are talking about the time when Quran was revealed. There were many, many Muslims who had parents who were mushrik. And remember, shirk is dhulme azim. And now what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And remember, I'd emphasize so much about being kind to the parents. Be thankful to me and them. But if they are mushrik and they insist on you that you also do shirk, فَلَا تُطِعْهِمَا, then you are not allowed to obey them. Is that where the relationship stops? No. And this is where we have to keep this ayat in mind. فَلَا تُطِعْهِمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Even if they are mushrik parents trying to take you to shirk, do not obey them. But immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but still be with them with kindness in this dunya. In akhirah, the path of the mushrik and the mu'min would be separate, even if they are parents and children. They will not be together. But when it comes to dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But in this dunya, be with them with kindness and ma'roof. Salawat upon the Barak. Let me just, you know, end with one example of a very famous person in history, especially from the Shi'i perspective, of Uwais Qarani. He was a very close Sahabi of Amir al-Mu'mineen from Yemen. And when he heard, he was in Yemen with his mother, when he heard about Rasulullah and the da'wah of Islam, he was one of those who became Muslim in Yemen. He was the only son of an old mother who was blind, totally dependent on the son. Uwais Qarani had this, you know, not only iman on Rasulullah, he had built this law and vila of Rasulullah, had this desire to go and see the blessed face of Rasulullah. You know, on the day of Arafah, one of the du'as that we recite from the sixth imam is the du'a where we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, amantu bi Muhammad wa lam arahu. O Allah, I believed in Muhammad and his message, but I haven't seen him because I came later on in this dunya. And therefore, do not deprive me from seeing his blessed face on the day of Qiyamah. That is the desire of every mu'min. Uwais Qarani is alive during the days of Rasulullah. And his desire to go and see him directly, face to face in Medina. And this is where you'll understand what is the meaning of Sahabiyat. Not what others say. Whenever he thought about going from Yemen to Medina, his mother would say, you know, but then what will happen to me? There's nobody to take care of me. And I'm blind. She would say no. And he knew that my Rasul wouldn't want me to go to Medina to see him if my mother is not pleased with me. So he doesn't go. Many times he repeats this request to his mother. Finally the mother said, you can go, but there is one condition. You will spend only one day in Medina. Not more than that. He got the permission from the mother, goes all the way to Medina. Just think about, you know, his emotional state. Reaches to Medina, goes to the house of Rasulullah. Ummul Mu'mineen, Umm Salama was there. He inquired about Rasulullah. And he was told, Rasulullah has gone out of town. He's not in town. He's on a journey. Just think about it. Put yourself in the place of Uwais Qarani. What would you do? You come all the way from Yemen to Medina to see Rasulullah. Unfortunately, he's not there. You will say, okay, my mother is there and I've made some arrangement. Maybe I'll stay a day until Rasulullah comes. But he realized, I made a promise to my mother. And that promise I made to my mother is something I have to respect in the eyes of Allah and Rasul, whom I have come to see. So he lives with grief and sadness. He was not able to do the ziyarat of Rasulullah. And therefore the Muslims don't consider him to be a Sahabi. He goes back to Yemen. But what happens in Medina? It's easy for us to say we are Shi'atu Ali. It is something else if Ali says, yes, you are my Shia. The definition of Sahabi is anyone who saw him, even though he is a, you know, sinful, sharibul khamr, the worst of character, that just because his eyes saw Rasulullah once, they say he is a Sahabi. But in case of Uwais al-Qarani, what happens? He wasn't able to see Rasulullah. He goes back to Yemen. Rasulullah comes back to Medina. Goes to the house. As soon as he enters inside the sahan, he asks his wife, he says, I feel, I can smell the fragrance of one of the slaves from the Ibadur Rahman. Who was here? And that is where Umm Salama says, Uwais al-Qarani from Yemen had come to see you. But yes, he had to go back. And this is where many times Rasulullah remembered him and asked his companion that whenever you see him, convey my salam to him. It's very different that we say to salam to Rasulullah and Rasulullah sends salam to you. There is one riwayat where he says, sometimes he would say, I can feel the breeze of Rahmat coming from Yemen, referring to Uwais al-Qarani. Now who is saying that? He himself has been declared as Rahmatun lil Alameen. And Uwais al-Qarani attained this status because of what? Because of his promise and respect and kindness towards an old and blind mother. Salawat upon the Ekbar. Later on, he was able to, you know, be in the company of Amir al-Mu'mineen, even in the battle of Siffin, from what I can remember. And he was among the special closest ashab of Amir al-Mu'mineen and became shaheed for the cause of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Salawat upon him. Family life ke silsile mein jis unwan ko humne kal shuru kiya hai, koshish yehi rahegi ki usse silsile par hum باقی رہیں تاکہ قرآن اور اہل بیت کی سیرت کی روشنی میں اپنے زندگی کے مسائل کا ہم حل تلاش کر سکیں. کل ہم نے جو مثال پیش کی تھی حدیث قصہ کے عنوان سے کہ اس کا ایک عقیدتی پہلو ہے جہاں آئے تطہیر کا نزول تھا, ایک عملی پہلو بھی ہے کہ جہاں رسول کسی دوسرے شہر میں نہیں تھے, یہ نہیں کہ بیٹی کی شادی کہیں اور ہوئی تھی اور وہاں وہ سفر کر کے گئے تھے اور پریشان تھے یا تھکے ہوئے تھے. رسول شہر میں تھے, اپنا گھر بغل میں موجود تھا, گھر نہیں بلکہ کئی گھر تھے, کئی ازواج تھی, لیکن پھر بھی رسول اسلام سیدھے بیٹی کے گھر جاتے ہیں. اس میں بھی ایک میسج ہے کہ گھر الگ ہو سکتے ہیں لیکن صلۃ الرحمی کا مظاہرہ لازمی ہے. اور اسی واقعے میں جو آیت نازل ہوئی ہے اس میں بھی ہمیں یہ جو سیپریٹ ہاؤس ہولڈز کی بات ہم کر رہے ہیں کہ گھر بے شک الگ ہو سکتے ہیں لیکن ہمارے دل جو ہے ایک دوسرے سے الگ نہیں ہونے چاہیے. اس کی مثال سورہ نور کی آیت میں تھی اور آیت تطہیر میں بھی آپ کو ملے گی. آیت تطہیر جو آیت ہے یہ سورہ احزاب سورہ نمبر 33 کی آیت نمبر 33 ہے, لیکن آیت تطہیر مختصر سا جملہ ہے جو آیت نمبر 33 کا بالکل لاسٹ سینٹنس ہے. آیت جو ہے ذرا طولانی ہے اور اس کے بعد والی آیت بھی اور اس سے پہلے والا جملہ جو ہے یہ وہ ہیں جس میں خطاب خداوند عالم نے ازواج نبی سے کیا ہے. और हम आपके सामने भी पहला जो लफ्ज है उस पूरी आयत का, आयत नंबर 33 का है, या निसा अन्नबी, कि ऐ रसूल के अजवाज लस्तुन काहदिन मिन निसा इन इत्तकैतुन, कि भाई तुम्हारा मर्तबा जो है दूसरी औरतों की तरह नहीं है, उस मर्तबे का पास रखना बेशर्ते कि तुम तकवा पर कायम रहो। फला तखज़ान बिलकौल फयतमा अल्लज़ी फी क़ल्बिही मरض, और जब आप दूसरे मर्दों से बात करें जो महरम नहीं है तो जरा अपने टोन में फॉर्मालिटी ले आए, नरमी से बात न करें, वरना जिनके दिल में मर्ज है उनकी नीयतें खराब भी हो सकती हैं। वक़ुल नक़ौलन मारूफा, और जब भी बात करें तो सही बात करें। वक़र नफ़ी बुयूतिकुन्ना, और अपने घरों में रहो, इधर उधर जाने की जरूरत नहीं है। वला तबर्रजन तबर्रज जाहिलियत अलूला, और अपने किरदार में जाहिलियत के किरदार का मुजाहरा मत करो। वाकिमन सलात वातिन ज़कात वातिअन अल्लाह व रसूलहु, और नमाज को कायम करो, खैरात दो और अल्लाह और रसूल की इताअत करो। उसके बाद ये जुमला है, इन्नमा युरीदुल्लाह लियुज़हिब अनकुम अर्रज्स अहलल बैत व युतहिरकुम तत्हीरा। बाद वाला जुमला है, बाद वाली आयत, आयत नंबर 34, वज़कुरना, अब वही थीम चल रही, निसा नबी से खिताब है, और याद करो मा युतलफी बुयूतकुन्ना, जो तुम्हारे घरों में आयात कुरान की तलावत होती है और हिकमत की जो बातें होती है उसको याद करो। इन्नल्लाह काना लतीफन खबीरा। अब जब इस आयत को आप देखते हैं, इस पूरी तो तफसीली आयत, आयत नंबर 33, उसका आखिरी जुमला जो है आयत अथीर है जिसे हम कहते हैं, उलमा अहले सुन्नत जो है जब इसको देखते हैं कहते हैं भाई इस आयत अथीर जिसे आप आयत अथीर कहते हैं, इसमें पंजतन तो हैं लेकिन पंजतन के साथ अजवाज भी शामिल हैं, इसलिए कि उससे पहले जिक्र अजवाज नबी का है और बाद वाली आयत में भी जिक्र जो है अजवाज नबी का है। हमारे उलमा इस सिलसिले में कहते नहीं, ये आयत जो है इन्नमा युरीदुल्लाह लियुज़हिब अन्कुम अर्रज्स, ये आयत जो है इंडिपेंडेंटली नाजिल हुई थी हदीस किसा के वाक़े में। बहरहाल इसका प्लेसमेंट यहां पे है लेकिन इसका ताल्लुक उसके कबल और बाद से नहीं है। और हमारे उलमा की दलील क्या है, जो सबसे मशहूर दलील जो है एक इंटरनल यानी हदीस के अलावा, हदीस किसा में किस तरह से आयत नाजिल हुई वो एक अलग दलील है, लेकिन इंटरनल एविडेंस जो कहा जाता है खुद कुरान में कोई दलील है कि इस आयत तथहीर में सिर्फ पंजतन मुराद हैं और अजवाज उससे खारिज हैं, तो वही कहते हैं हाँ इंटरनल एविडेंस मौजूद है। और यह है कि आप अगर इन तमाम जुमलात में अफ़आल और ज़मायर को देखें, वर्ब्स और प्रोनाउंस को देखें, तो आप देखेंगे कि मसलन खुदावंद आलम ने आयत तथहीर से पहले जो जुमले आए हैं और इसके बाद वाले जो आयत आई है उसमें जितने वर्ब्स हैं सब फेमिनिन प्लूरल फॉर्म में हैं, जम ए मुअन्नस की शक्ल में, और ज़मायर भी उसी टाइप के हैं। मसलन आप देखें उज़कुरना, उज़कुरु नहीं है या उज़कुर नहीं है, अतीना अतीउ नहीं है, आतीना आतीन ज़कात, या अकीमना सलात अकीमु नहीं है, ये सब प्लूरल फेमिनिन फॉर्म है। वला तखज़ना क़िरना फी बुयूतकिन्ना, क़िरना भी हो जो हुक्म है ये जमे मुअन्नस के लिए है। लेकिन जब आयत तथहीर की बात आती है तो उसमें वहां जो है अनकुन्ना नहीं है कि खुदावंद आलम ने इरादा किया कि रिज्स को अहले बैत से दूर रखे, अनकुन्ना अगर होता तो ये आया